This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This week I spoke with Ann Bormita about horse photography. She started off talking about her photography experience.
Yes, I sure do. Photography was kind of a hobby of mine. I've always been fascinated by it. And when digital photography came out, I got my first digital camera and just ran with it. Started to take thousands and thousands of pictures. But I took some classes through Lewis and Clark, and I was very fortunate to get to study with some very good photographers and instructors that taught me some very good basics. And from that, I have just developed my style. And I certainly enjoy photographing horses, of course.
And how do you handle photographing horses? I imagine it's a little bit different than photographing, say, people, for instance.
Well, actually, for me, it's not, because I read the horse and I look at the horse and I try to capture their expression and their emotion that's coming through. I particularly like to photograph clinics where people are riding and trying to learn. And you can see the expressions on the horses and the rider's faces. And when the rider gets something, the horse is trying so hard to do what the rider's asking. And then when the rider gets it, it's kind of an aha moment. And it's so wonderful to capture that for that person. And to see the expression in the eye of the horse is something that I guess I just see it and I'm able to capture it through the lens.
And how do you tackle capturing that? Are you in the ring trying to get close to them, or are you kind of off to the side letting them do their own thing? What's sort of your technique for going out and photographing horses?
Well, actually, it's a little better to be outside the ring. I have been inside the ring when I photographed one of my own horses, and someone had to keep him moving, of course, so I could get the action shot. But it is a little dangerous because when I'm looking through the lens, I do not have any other sight other than right what's in front of me. So if something was to come up to the side of me or behind me, I would have no idea they were there. I get so involved in the moment. So it is much safer for me to be at the edge of the ring or maybe up elevated, maybe on a ladder or, you know, in the back of maybe a pickup truck or something to get a different angle. And sometimes I get very low on the ground to try to get a different angle. I always have a little different twist with my pictures.
And what would you say is your favorite thing to photograph?
I would have to say I photograph a lot of things, wildlife, people, cars. I love to do car shows. But I think horses, when you come right down to it, is what I really, really love to photograph.
And why is that?
I guess because I've had a deep love and understanding and communication with horses all my life. And I read one time that people will photograph what they don't want ever to leave out of their life. And I find it interesting when I look at that, sometimes what I photograph is things of nature and that type of thing, but especially the horses.
Definitely sounds great. And it also sounds great to kind of get that aha moment that you mentioned earlier. So when you're photographing horses, do you try to go to a lot of these clinics and a lot of these learning events?
I have just started doing some of these. I've done photographing at clinics where I participate in the clinic, and there's times when you don't ride and another group is riding. So quite often I will photograph my friends and other people participating in the clinic. That's kind of how I got started with doing the clinics. And along the way, it's just evolved. And in fact, I was selected to be the photographer for the Illinois Horse Fair that was up at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. And that was quite an overwhelming experience, but I had 3 full days of photographing nothing but horses and people and their horses, and it was really quite wonderful.
What are you hoping to do in the future with your photography? Continue photographing horses, hoping to go to more fairs, or?
It's kind of up in the air. So people are calling me now and, you know, asking me to come photograph clinics, and that kind of thing. And it's kind of fun. You know, I get to learn. Well, you know, I certainly got my ears open. I'm listening to the clinician as I'm looking through the lens. So, you know, it's a bonus for me. I get to learn while I'm there, as well as get to share my gift with a participant.
Definitely sounds like a great experience and a lot of fun.
Yes, it certainly is.
Well, is there anything that you wanted to touch on that you feel you didn't get a chance to say?
I do want to let people know that I do have a website. It's BormitaPhotography.com. And visit the website. I think you'll see that I have some interesting things on there, a lot of wildlife. And hopefully by the end of this weekend, I'll have all of the Illinois horse bear pictures posted. I'm going through thousands of pictures and trying to select some of the better ones. Been lucky to get quite a few good shots. So anyway, check BormitaPhotography.com.
Again, that was Ann Bormita. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.